Hello.
Hi, this is Jerry. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yeah.
All right. Now, regarding your household, are you in a single family home, townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured or mobile home?
Single family home.
Single family home. Okay. And do you own or rent?
Own.
Okay. Now, please tell me, what year was your home built?
10 years ago. So, 2014.
Thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
2018.
Okay. Thank you. Now, have your any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Yes.
Which one?
I don't remember. I think we had a category 2 twice.
Okay. And can you tell me the name or year of the category 2 hurricane?
There was one last year. Irma? Was it Irma? I don't remember.
Okay. Now, have you or any adults in your household living in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare?
We like to stockpile water, fuel, food. We have an emergency radio.
Okay.
If we're going to get a direct hit, we have a space in the house where we would go between three thresholds, three doorways, close to the bathroom, centrally located. So I think it's one of the stronger places in the house.
Okay, thank you.
Keep our cell phones charged.
Okay, I understand. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
Yeah, my house is usually pretty close to prepared always.
Okay. Now, consider yourself and others in your household. How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Internet, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, other.
Mostly listening to the news. I watch the weather forecast. My father-in-law is actually a meteorologist. So I talk to him.
Okay. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
Which one's the highest?
5.
Yeah, I'd say we're 4 to 5.
Okay. Now, have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? Cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, transportation costs, property taxes.
Is there an option for none of the above?
Yes, it is. All right. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, we're flood zone X. In Florida, that means it's pretty much no chance of flood, the lowest level of flood.
Okay. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watches issue, possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
If emergency management officials ordered me to evacuate, I would evacuate.
Now, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of nearby friend family? Another location within the state, as far as possible to another state? Or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Well, I have two options. Either I would leave to another state, but I'm a nurse and I work at the hospital, so very likely I will be activated personally, so I'd probably be working.
Okay.
So my hospital is also a shelter.
Okay, let me go ahead and write it down real quick, that information. Okay.
My wife
now,
works at a hospital.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the information. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
Right now, there's three vehicles.
Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, boy. I think it's $500.
$500. Okay. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $500 for unexpected hurricane damage? Are you very certain, probably not come up with 500, or are you certain, I'm sorry, that you cannot come up with $500?
I could come up with $500.
Okay, now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decrease significantly, somewhat remain the same, or there's an increase somewhat or significant?
I just actually found out today, in April of this year, it decreased $41.
That will be over 10% or?
No, that's not even close to 10%. No, I think it's less than 10%.
Okay, what about go ahead.
I think it's like 3%.
Okay. And between 1 and 3 years?
It went up first,
mm-hmm.
And then just this is the first time I've ever seen a reduction.
Okay, what about
every year? It went up.
Uh-huh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, every year it went up, and then just this April, first time I ever had a reduction.
Okay, what about between 3 and 5 years?
I think it went up 20%.
Okay. Between 5 and 10 years?
I haven't been in well, 5 years. I've been in the house 6 years.
So. Okay. I understand. All right. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance?
No, I would always have home insurance.
Okay, we almost finished with the survey. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, the state government, local government? Government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
Of my personal expenses or like the community?
Yes. Basically, it's to your personal expense. Basically, to your area, per se.
In my area, with the infrastructure-wise, things like that, I think the government should help, should absolutely help. And I think it should be a combination between local, state, and federal.
Okay.
Probably with the bulk of that being the federal.
Okay. Federal government. Thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I'd say very confident. 5.
Okay. Now, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Very confident.
Okay, between 1 and 5.
So if a neighborhood next to mine had flooded when it was first built, but they came back and corrected that, I don't know, I'd say maybe a 4 when it was corrected, so. You know,
okay.
I don't know if they had to be sued to correct it. Well, we'll go with 4, if I'm being all honest.
Okay, thank you. Now, next one. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Yeah, 4.
Okay. Now, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
4.
Okay. And the last one, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
5.
5, thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No.
Okay. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderate, somewhat, slightly concerned, not at all concerned.
Not at all, because I'm far enough away from the coast.
Okay, I understand. Now, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, proximity to other families, to job, flood zone, insurance rate, taxes and fees. You can choose up to 3.
Up to 3. We did take a lot of that into account. Schools, I think, was probably number 1. Flood zone was very, very close 2nd.
Okay.
HOA was a little expensive, so I would count that as taxes.
Okay.
We made accommodations. We made it, you know, we accepted the what we call the home association and the CDDs and the taxes. But it was certainly a consideration. What were the other options there?
Yes, our options are insurance rates, proximity to other family, to job, crime, neighborhood, price, walkability.
Yeah, I'd say neighborhood. So, those 3. Okay. Schools, flood, and neighborhood.
Okay, thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
I'd say 3 to 5.
Okay. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will finish. Could you please tell me your age, between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
It was the second one you said.
35 to 54.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your gender, just for the record?
A male.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Including myself, 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 2. Me and my wife. Yeah.
Okay. Are 60 or 65 or older?
No one's 65 or older.
Okay. And you say you're married, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, high school, college graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latina descent?
Half Puerto Rican.
Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and write it down quick. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay, please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000, 20 to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to 100, over $100,000.
Over $100,000.
Okay, these were all the questions I have. Thank you very much for your response and hope you have a nice day.
Good luck with your survey. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.